The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'a tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Tet Vav. This daf is being studied in the Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna, Ruach Hashem Tenichem b'Gan Eden. Amen. Refuah Shelema, Mazal Bat Shafia. Enna Refarana. Enna Refarana. Enna Refarana for the Nefesh or for the Guf. Refuah Takarba Nabo. Bechen Yerasum Ramal. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Dalet Amud Bet, and we are 6 lines from the bottom, starting with the words Ela Amalav Sheshat Bered Rav Idi. Just to review the subject that we're involved in, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah said Ashuhed v'Shabbat u'b'yom Kippurim Afarpi Shemitchayev b'Nafsho Shechitato Keshera. Person made shechita on Shabbat or Kippur, even though he's Hayav Mita, because he was Mechalel Shabbat for Kippur, the shechita is okay. The Gemara brought down from Rav that even though the shechita is okay, Asura b'achila liyoma, you're not allowed to eat it on that day. Well, of course, on Kippur you can't eat anyway. It's the Shabbat. Shabbat you cannot eat this item that was Nishchat. So the Vinasbin Habrayan Lememar, and the rabbis in Yeshiva said, Rabbi Yehudahi. That's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara struggled to try to find which Shita of Rabbi Yehuda this is going about. So the Gemara now is going to introduce another answer. Ela, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshat, Bere de Rav Idi. Rabbi Yehuda de Nerot. Rabbi Yehuda by the law of Nerot. Nerot is the receptacle that they put the oil and the wick in to light a light. Netanya, we have a brighter. Metaltelin ner hadash. Abalo yashan. Devre Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a shita. On Shabbat, Ner Hadash, a new receptacle, you can move on Shabbat. It's not Mukseh. But Yashan, an old one, is Mukseh. Yashi says 2 lines on the bottom, Ner Hadash, Shelo Ediku Bo Me'olam, that you never used it before. Ner Shel Cheres. When it's Hadash, you can use it. You can put Perot in there, you can use it for stuff. Aba Lo Yashan. The Muksehu, Machmat Mi'us, because it's disgusting. There's all oil in there, it's old, there's ashes in there. The vessel itself is Ma'us. Shade'ad Katsebo. Oh, so just like the Biyuda holds, that you have a Mukseh, Machmat Mi'us, this Ner Yashan, the Hach Beheman Ameh. So told to this animal, Kedesh Ayomi, Mukseh Machmat Ever Menachai Shelo Neshchaita. That's like Ma'us. This behemah went into Shabbat Mukseh. Like you say, yes, it's Eben Menachai. You cannot eat it. Oh, so it's Eben Menachai. Now on Shabbat, it's going to remain Mukseh. So too, like this item, this Ner went into Shabbat Ma'us. So your mind is not on it. You Makseh it. Just like you Makseh the Ner Yashan Mahmat Mi'us. So then with this behemah that goes into Shabbat as Eben Menachai, it's like Ma'us. And therefore your mind is not on it. Therefore, once it's nishchat, you're not going to be able to still eat it on that day, because it went into Shabbat that way. So we found the Biyuda. The Mara says, wait, Imar the Shabbat del Rabbi Yehuda be Mukseh Mahmat Mi'us, Mukseh Mahmat Isur, Mi Shama'atle. Is the the big difference. Which means maybe something that's ma'us, the guy's mind is off it totally. That's why it's mukseh. Masha'ekin, this is not ma'us. You're right, you can't eat it because it's ever been a high. But if you make a procedure to it, it's only mukseh because you don't have to make shaita to it. But intrinsically, it's not ma'us. It's ever been a high. There's an isur on you. You don't have to make shaita. Who told you that the person's mukseh is not from such a thing? On something that's intrinsically ma'us, I could say, yes, when going into Shabbat, this guy's da'at is off the Nir Yashan. Masha'ekin, this behema. I know it's asur. But who told you just because you hold the Mukseh Mahmat mi'us, automatically you hold Mukseh Mahmat isur? Could be it's less. Mukseh Mahmat isur is not intrinsically disgusting. You have an isur on it. You have to take it off somehow. So the Gemara says, Yubazirin, I'll show you Mukseh Mahmat isur. Detnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Nerot Shel Matechet, Metaltelin, all metal Nerot, you can move on Shabbat, because metal does not become Ma'us. Till now we're talking about Heres. Pottery ones become disgusting. But even old metal, like Nechoshet, as she says, is okay. Chutz Mina Ner Shediku Bo Be'ota Shabbat. But if it went into Shabbat lit, and then it extinguished on Shabbat, like we light the Friday night candles, since it went into Shabbat lit, that's called Mukseh Mahmat Isur, because you cannot touch it. Because if you touch it, it's going to be extinguished. So clearly, the Biyuda holds that Mukseh Mahmat Isur also is Mukseh, because the Ner that was lit, even though it went out on Shabbat, it went into Shabbat be Isur. That's she. הדלוק בשבת שהנר דודק בו בין השמשות תמוקסי מחמת איסור שאסור לחבות הנר נאסר גם הוא נתן תווך אבל שמוקסי לבין השמשות נפסה לכל היום. So he says, just like that's מוקסי מחמת איסור, we'll say the same thing by the body animal. He says, no. ודלמה שאני אתם דהו עוד אבד דחלה בידיים. I could say that case is different. In the case of the Ner, he was dohed biyadayim, he pushed away with his hands, which means he lit it on Erev Shabbat. So by lighting it, it's like you pushed it away. So that's why it's mukseh, because he did an action to push it away. Mashikin, the animal is what it is. It's standing on its own. He didn't push it away. So it could be when it's the Shabbat on Shabbat, it won't be mukseh. Maybe you only say mukseh machmat isur when he pushed it away biyadayim. When he lit it, Rashi biyadayim shidliko bo aner, aval behemad de memela mitchaya emar dahadar hazia. Maybe by an animal you didn't push it away biyadayim. Maybe it could become non mukseh on Shabbat. So therefore we still do not bring it ayah for the biyuda. But now we're going to bring the final ayah. Now we have the proof. This is the sugya that we did in Shabbat already. Ela amar bashir biyuda. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda of somebody that cooked on Shabbat. Now, somebody that cooked on Shabbat, we have a three-way machloket, and we're going to deal with the following variables. Number one, did he cook b'shogeg, or did he cook b'mezid? Is it asur to him, or to other people? And is it asur davka on Shabbat, or Motzei Shabbat, or maybe even forever? So there's three factors you have to always analyze. Number one, what level of Isur was it? Shogeg or Mezid? To whom is it going to be Asur? Lo or La'achirim? And then, of course, when? Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, or even Na'olam. There's going to be three opinions over here. It's going to be Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yohanan HaSandlar. Based on the Yehuda's opinion by Mevashel b'Shabbat, we're going to try to solve our Mishnah by Shohed b'Shabbat. Yomara begins. Litnan. Mevashel b'Shabbat. Okay? Guy cooked on Shabbat. Okay? Isur. B'Shogeg. B'Shogeg Yochal. Mazi Yochal, that she says, Hu Atzmo. The guy can eat himself. Ubabayom. Ve'en Sarich Namtin Ad Ha'erev. b'chdesh yas. You don't have to wait till the evening, the amount of time that it would take to cook. Da amrinan be'alma la'ayri b'chdesh yasu let the Rabbi Meir. Fine. According to Rabbi Meir, if he did something with Shogeg, he's not so mahmir. He did it by mistake. So therefore, he lets you eat it on Shabbat. The guy himself. Bemezid, lo yochal. But if he did it bemezid, he cannot eat it. What does it mean he can't eat it? She says, lo yochal babayom. Ad, shitachshach. Ubechte, shiasu. And he has to wait the amount of time that it would take him to do it. Which means, let's say Shabbat ends at 6 o'clock. It took him a half hour to cook this meat. So therefore, we would not be able to eat it till Motzei Shabbat till 6:30. We don't want him to benefit from his menachah that he did be mezid on Shabbat. Now, very important. According to Rabbi Meir, when you cook be mezid, not only you can eat it that day, but even others can eat it that day. The reason why the Mishnah only discussed the guy himself, that she says, the ta'amam mishum, the lo nimtiya na'am isura, which means we don't want you to have any hana'a from the isur, not you and not others. V'chi shahel le'urta b'chtesh yasur lo matilu hana'a mine. When you wait till b'chtesh yasur, there's no hana'a. The ayni detan resha bedideh, in the resha it mentioned him. The shme'in on the butan, the resha, the case was b'shogeg. So the Hadushim B'Shogeg is even he can eat it. So since we mentioned him in the Resha, we mentioned him in the Sefa. But in the Sefa B'Mezid, it's Asur even for Acharim. So again, Rabbi Meir, B'Shogeg Mutar Afidu Lo Bo Bayom, the B'Mezid Asur Afidu La Acharim, the Motzei Shabbat B'Chnesh Yasur. Amen. Now we get to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is very simple to remember. Once you know to be Meir, good, you just downgrade everything. Meaning the Shogeg of Rabbi Yehuda is going to be like the Mezid of Rabbi Meir. He's going to take everything to the next level. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Shogeg, Yochal B'Motzei Shabbat. He said, no, B'Shogeg, nobody can eat it on Shabbat. Not the guy, not other people. B'shogeg, you have to wear b'chdesh yasu. So he's very mahmir. And b'mezid, lo yochal olamit. And when he does it b'mezid, finished. It's off limits for good. Dashi. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'shogeg yochal motzei Shabbat. And not b'shabbat. V'uadin l'acharim. So to other people as well. Not only the guy who cooked b'shogeg. V'af agav, the b'shogeg, hayuv sekila leka. What do you mean, so mahmir on the shogeg guy? Not hayav sekila. What's the avera miya ika? There's avera, by the way. And therefore, in the old days, they have to be a korban for that. Uba'inan b'chdesh yasu. What's the reason why he's mahmir? We don't want you to have an af from avera, even a shogeg. The aidi de ba'il limit ni sefa. No yukul alamit bedideh. Which is in the sefa. When Rabbi Yehuda said, that if you did it b'mezid, you cannot eat it forever. That only talks about the guy. The guy can't eat it forever, but others will be able to eat it. So therefore, since the Sefa we said the guy himself, so the Resha we also said the guy. Even on the Resha, when we said lo yochal b'shabbat, it's not only the guy; it's even acharim as well. Aval acharim ishari diu davar esura katzur abanaval acharim lo tal Resha nami bedida. Oh, now what is this guy? Now we solved our Mishnah. Let's go back to Amishnah. What did Amishnah say? Shuchet b'Shabbat. Shuchet b'Shabbat, we said that it's, even though he made an Isur, there's Hayab Mita'on, the Basar, he can eat the Basar. So the Gemara said, oh, he can't eat the Basar right away. He can only eat the Basar on Motzei Shabbat. Ba'asur bo bayom. And who's that like? Nabi Yehuda. Also, now I know it's like. I'll say the case in the Mishnah is talking about where he was Mevashin b'Shogeg. You can ask me a question, but it says Afa Pishim Mitchayev Ben Afsho. Shogeg, you're not really Mitchayev Ben Afsho. That's a big question. No one else can ask that question. But let's put that on the side. You did be Shogeg, and the Yehuda says, why don't Shogeg? It's Asur according to everybody. Meaning, it's Asur Lo, it's Asur Aharim, I mean, until Motzeh Shabbat. Good, so that's the Yehuda. The Yehuda of Shochet B'Shabbat is the Yehuda of Mebashir B'Shabbat. Now, we're not finished the Shitot yet. We have Rabbi Yohanan HaSandlar. וחנן הסנדר אומר בשוגג יוכל למוצאי שבת לאחרים ולא לא. So Rabbi Yohanan takes it now to the next level. Rabbi Yohanan's shogeg is Rabbi Yehuda's mezid. Because he holds Rabbi Yohanan's sandal b'shogeg to the guy himself, asur le'olam. But somebody else will be mutar motzei Shabbat b'chnesh yasur. B'mezid lo yochal olamit. Lo, v'lo la'achirim. Rabbi Yohanan's sandal says, by mezid, it's a suit for everybody at all times. That's it, forever. That's the Yohanan Sandar. Oh, I don't know if you can have an Avram here, but for sure, it's a suit for a person to eat it. He says over here, the reason is lo yochan olamid la bishul kenasau, that harini lo avid yisur, that's not a knas, because what are you knasing somebody else for? He did the melachem mizi, why shouldn't he eat it? Elam mikra yadif le Rabbi Yohanan bechtubot, bebekama, ushmartem et ha-shabbat ki kodesh. Just like Kodesh becomes Isur Hana'ah, so too Avodah that was done on Shabbat becomes like Kodesh. It's Pasuk, Sumra Torah. Something that was done on Shabbat is Dinei Bekdesh. Ki Kodesh Udachem. That's the Yohanan Sandar as a figure. Oh, so the Yohanan has a question. You made the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Beshogeg, and that's why it's Asur for everybody on the Shabbat itself. That's Mutar Motzei Shabbat. Yomar has a problem. V'nukma b'mezid v'Rabbi Meir. Why do you make the Mishnah very simple? Make the case in the Mishnah where he did it b'mezid, shechita. And according to Rabbi Meir, b'mezid is like the shogeg of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore b'mezid will be asur lo v'la'achirin until Motzei Shabbat. What's the issue over here? That was Rabbi Meir. Right? Wasn't it b'meir shita? B'mezid lo yuchal. So make the Mishnah b'mezid. So that's lo zagadatach. Well, no good. Can't be. Why? Diktari dumyad yom kippurim. Because we put yom kippurim in our Mishnah also. Ma yom kippurim la shena b'shogeg ve'la shena b'mezid lo achil. Very good. On kippur. When the guy makes shechita on yom kippur, does it matter if he did it b'shogeg or b'mezid? Of course, he can't eat it on Kippur anyway. On Kippur, it doesn't matter what his kavanah was, because it's a fast day. So just like on Kippur, there's no difference whether he did it b'shogeg or mezid. Afachen amir lashena shogeg v'lashena b'mezid. So to Shabbat, we're going to make the same case. It doesn't matter shogeg or mezid. No achil. And therefore, if you're going to say like Rabbi, that's good, because he's oser bo bayom ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid. But according to the Rabbi Meir, he allows you to eat b'shogeg, b'shabbat. And therefore that would not be similar to Kippur. The fact that the Mishnah put Shabbat and Kippur in the same Mishnah, just like Kippur is Asur, I don't care how you slaughter it, because Kippur is the fast day. So if we're going to say Shabbat, it's the same thing, I don't care how you slaughter it. I don't care how you slaughter it, that only works for the Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Rabbi Yehuda is oser b'shogeg b'mezid oto ayom. Asur bo bayom. But she'en ken, according to the Rabbi Meir, if you did it b'shogeg, it's mutar bo bayom. So therefore, that's what we wanted to say. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda. So comes the Gemara and says, wait, Mumim matzit mukmit le b'shogeg v'Rabbi Yehuda. What are you talking? Could you make the Mishnah b'shogeg like Rabbi Yehuda? Veha afal pi shemitchayim b'nafsho ketani. The Mishnah clearly says, even though he's guilty of mita, if you're learning the cases b'shogeg, he's not chayav mita. Hachi kamar. So he went to say, even though it's a type of avera, that if you did it b'mezid, you'd be chayav mita. Here you're not chayav mita because you did it b'shogeg. The shchitato is going to be kesherah. That's all I meant to say. Even though it's a severe avera, so severe that if you did it b'mezid, you'd be chayav mita. Here, since you only did it b'shogeg, it'll be mutar on Motzei Shabbat. Comes Gemara and says, right, we have another option. V'nukma k'Rabbi Yohanan Sandlar. Why don't you make it like Rabbi Yohanan Sandlar? De'amar, la shena b'shogeg ve'la shena b'mezid, lo achil. See, according to Rabbi Yohanan Sandlar, he says there's no difference between shogeg and there's no difference b'mezid. For the guy, it's asur always. So why do you say that? Why don't you say that the Mishnah, it says, Shechitato Keshera. But then later on we said, Aval Asur Lebo Bayom. Yep. According to Rabbi Yohanan Sadat, even if he did it B'Shogeg, or Mezid for that matter, Rabbi Asur. So why don't you say it's like Rabbi Yohanan Sadat? As she says, third line. Benukmak Rabbi Yohanan Sadat Aval, Lo Yochad Bo Bayom, Lo Uvelo Acharim. Okay. So Yohanan says you can't say it's him. Why? Rabbi Yohanan Sandlar kam miflig b'motzei Shabbat la'achirim velo lo. Tana didan shechitato keshera ketani. La shena lo v'la shena la'achirim. Correct. When our Mishnah said that motzei Shabbat it's mutar, it means mutar for everybody. Whereas Rabbi Yohanan Sandlar motzei Shabbat b'shogeg is only going to be mutar la'achirim. So but that doesn't fit. Because when the Gemara learned, it said, Motzei Shabbat mutar, mutar for everybody. But Rabbi Yohanan Sadat says it's only mutar for Aharim, so therefore it cannot be him either. So therefore we've through process of elimination, we've deduced that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. That's so far. So if somebody wants to go back, somebody, you're learning Mishnah, B'Vashel, B'Shabbat, even though you did it, even though you did something that's Hayab Mita, doesn't mean you're actually Hayab Mita. Because the Mishnah means, Ashochet B'Shabbat B'Shogeg. Even though it's something that if you did it B'Mezid, it'd be Hayab Mita, Shchitato Keshera. What do you mean Shchitato Keshera? Who's it going like? It's going like, it's a Rav going, it says, Shchitato Keshera, but not Bo Bayom. Who's the Shita that says if you do something B'Shogeg on Shabbat, you cannot benefit Bo Bayom? That's a B'Yuda. But Motzei Shabbat, not only he can benefit, but of course other people can benefit as well. So therefore we find the author of Mishnah, it's the Yehuda of the Mashiach B'Shabbat. The Gemara begins. Tani Tana Kameh Derav. New story. The Mashiach B'Shabbat B'Shogeg Yochal. B'Mezid Lo Yochal. So the rabbis, there was a Tana, he was talking in front of Rav. What do you say to Rav? Quoted a statement that sounds like this is Rabbi Meir. B'Hashem B'Shabbat B'Shogeg, you can eat it, even the guy himself, because he's not strict on a Shogeg. And then in B'Mezid, he said, Motzei Shabbat. So when he said that in front of the Rav, it says, Umishtikle, Rav. And Rav said, be quiet. Don't say that. Why not? My Ta'ma Mishtikle. Why did Rav silence this rabbi when he quoted Rabbi Meir? Maybe because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, v'tana tenek Rabbi Meir. And as Rabbi was saying, shita Rabbi Meir. So it wasn't mishum desvira like Rabbi Yehuda. Man de tenek Rabbi Meir mashtikle. Okay, so he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So if somebody says Rabbi Meir shita, you silence him. He's giving a legitimate shita. What is he silencing him for? The odd more sabal like Rabbi Yehuda. This is what he means. Does Rav hold like Rabbi Yehuda? We know he doesn't. The Amar of Hanan bar Ame ki more lehu Rav. They tell me that when the students would ask him a question by cooking on Shabbat, more lehu Rabbi Meir. He would posek like Rabbi Meir. So all the more so now, when the student came and told him the shita of Rabbi Meir, why tell him keep quiet? He holds like Rabbi Meir. God, grant v'chi darish bepirke darish Rabbi Yehuda mishum Ame Haaretz. But when he would give the shiur in public, he would be strict like Rabbi Yehuda. Because he didn't want the Amei Ha'aretz to take advantage. Because according to Rabbi Meir, B'Shogeg he did that day. So therefore, it would bring a takala. But in truth, he also Rabbi Meir, just in public, he didn't say to be Meir Shita. So still, V'chite matana b'perke, tanakame. Also, maybe the student was in public. Maybe this student came in front of Rav in public, in front of all the commoners, and he told him this halacha like Rabbi Meir. That's why he silenced him. He was atu kule alma le tana tzaite la amura tzaite. So what are you talking about? They don't listen to the Tana, they listen to the interpreter. Which means, in the olden days, how they give the shiur, the rabbi would get up and say in Lashon HaKodesh, and then the people would get up and interpret it in Amura, and would say it in Aramaic. So therefore, even if he said it in public, they don't listen to what he, why do you have to silence him? If anything, you should silence the interpreter. He didn't want to be Meir Shita. He didn't want to be Yehuda Shita. In public, he was Ma'amid like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. That's no reason to silence the rabbi. It would silence the interpreter. Why did he silence him? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Tana Shohet, Tana Kameh Derav. We until now thought that the rabbi told Rav Mevashel b'Shabbat. He didn't tell him Mevashel b'Shabbat. He didn't tell him the cooking of Shabbat. He told him Shohet b'Shabbat. What's the case of Shohet b'Shabbat? Ashohet b'Shabbat b'Shogeg Yuchal b'Mezid Lo Yuchal. So he told him like this. He said, Rabbi, a guy shohet on Shabbat, he can eat it on Shabbat. Yuchal b'mezid lo yuchal, which means he made the loaf the sheva. No, Arab. Sheva is korbanot. B'shogeg yuchal b'mezid lo yuchal, which means this student, when he was talking in front of Rav, he says the same shitav Rabbi Meir by Mevashel, he applied it to Shohet. Let's review Rabbi Meir by Mevashel. Mevashel Shabbat, Shogeg, the guy himself can even eat it that day. Kol Shekein Achayim. Bemezid, Motzei Shabbat, you gotta wait until Bechdesh Yasu. So then this student comes in front of Rav and says, by the way, same halakha b'Shohet. Shohet b'Shabbat, בשוגג יוכל אפילו בו ביום במזיד you gotta wait. So when Rav heard that, said, oh, you want to say that Rabbi Meir holds just like he holds by Mevashel, he holds by Shohet, that's different. Why? What Rav says, Amar le mai da'tech ki Rabbi Meir, what do you want to say like Rabbi Meir? Ad kan lo kashari Rabbi Meir ela be Mevashel Dera'ui lakus. You know why he was leaning on Mevashel b'Shabbat? That you could eat it that day? Because you could have eaten it even before you cooked it. You could eat the piece raw. The old days used to eat umsa. So therefore, the reason why the Meir held that when you cook b'Shogeg on Shabbat, you could still eat the meat on Shabbat because you could have even eaten it even before you cooked it. That's why it wasn't so strict. However, about Shohet, the in ra'ud la kus la, but shohet that you're not. Well, could you eat the animal when it's alive? No. Of course not. So never be me. We machmir even b'shogeg. Kibbutz says, wait. Ve'am matnitin de shohetu. Our mishnah is shohet b'shabbat. Ve'amar avuna darash chiya barav v'shemet derav asura ba'achilah liyoma. We said you're not allowed to eat it that day. Menasbin Habrayal de Memar Rabbi Yehudahu. And the Gemara said it's following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Ha Rabbi Meir Shari. Make a diyuk. The Gemara said, oh, that which the Mishnah said that the meat is Keshera when you slaughter it on Shabbat, that's only Mutar on Motzei Shabbat. You can only eat it after Shabbat. And who is that going like? Rabbi Yehuda. Mashma, according to Rabbi Meir, you'd be allowed to even eating it on Shabbat itself. Now you tell me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to me, you're not allowed. What pa'am? We're making a deal now. You're telling me, what are you talking to be Meir? He's Mahmir. He's not going to let you eat the meat on Shabbat. Only Mevashel lets you eat it because you can eat it anyway, rule. Mashaykh Shechita, we weren't able to eat it. So what's Muksam? Then we're not allowed to eat it. What are you talking about? The Gemara said that our Mishnah is going to be Huda. That which we said it's only, it's Asun own. You have to wait till after Shabbat. It's the Huda. Mashma, according to be Meir, you can even eat it on that day, on the Shabbat itself. Which is, why did you go out of your way to bake it like Rabbi Yehuda? Must be, according to Rabbi Meir, it's even Mutar, Bo Bayom. That's what I says. Ki Shari Rabbi Meir, what is Rabbi Meir Matir? Kegon Shaya Lo Chole Bebe'od Yom. Let's say the guy had in his house a sick guy going into Shabbat. That she says, "Me'arim Shabbat." Top line, the kevan the shogeg ukedekok minan v'deka isur Shabbat isur. So isur Shabbat you don't have because he did it b'shogeg. Isur muksen meleka, because this beema was omedet to shechita, because the guy needs to eat on Shabbat. So if going into Shabbat was this meat if animal muksen? No, you already your daf was on it because you needed for the chole. Oh, so therefore, in a case that filu b'Shabbat mishum d'chalit pikuah nevesh d'chalit Shabbat, so for the shechita is mutar on Shabbat, so because of pikuah nevesh. Oh, so therefore, that which we said according to the Bimeir, that you can eat the item on Shabbat. So we had a chole in this house on Shabbat. So going into the Shabbat, it was permissible. I mean, it was not mukseh.
Permissible for him, mukseh for everyone.
So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, we had a chole on Shabbat, ihache, mai ta'amad Rabbi Yehuda de asar. So why is Rabbi Yehuda osir? So why, if you have a chole, it's not mukseh. Then it should be okay. Which means, even mezidah should be okay. You have a chole on Shabbat, even mezidah should be okay to eat it on Shabbat. What else is going on? Chaya lo chole vehibri. The case we're talking about, going into Shabbat, the guy was sick. So going into Shabbat, the animal wasn't mukseh. And then on Shabbat, the guy got better. Oh, he got better on Shabbat. Rashi says, vehibri biyom Shabbat. Isud mukseh leka. There's no mukseh in that case because going into Shabbat it was viable. There have been a shemashot choleaya. Hilka Rabbi Meir de lav mashmish shogeg isud Shabbat. So according to Rabbi Meir, that's lenient on shogeg cases. We got rid of the mukseh issue. Shogeg Rabbi Meir is anyway lenient, so therefore it's okay. However, Rabbi Yehuda, that's osir shogeg, so then we still have a problem. Even though there's no mukseh issue, but bottom line is osir a shogeg case. וכי עד אמר רב חבר עדה אמר רב אמר רבי יצחק בר עדה אמר רב השוחט לחולה בשבת. Let's say a guy snores for a sick person on Shabbat. אסור לברי. You make the call. You have a sick guy on Shabbat, you're allowed to snore for him. Now you have a whole piece of meat there, and you give it to him to eat on Shabbat. Can you give it to a healthy person also now that you snored it? Yomra says you cannot. המבשל לחולה בשבת, however. If you cook for a chole on Shabbat, mutal libari. What's the logic? What would be the chiluk? Could you make a chiluk in your mind? If I slaughter for a sick person on Shabbat, only the sick person can eat.
So we just,
but if you cook for Shabbat, even a healthy guy can eat.
Can
mutal. Mevashir mutal. My ta'ama. So we just said, hai ra'u lakus, vayinu ra'u lakus. Because why? Because by the case of Mevashel, even before the Bishul, the healthy guy could have eaten it raw. It was edible raw, the meat. So therefore, it's okay. It was edible thing. It was food. Masha'en ken de shahita was not viable for the bari. Therefore, it's a problem. Amar Papa, so the Papa says, according to this, pe'amim shashuhet mutar. Sometimes it's going to be the reverse. That shahita for a sick man would be permissible for a healthy guy. How? Kegon sheyalo cholim be'odyom. Well, let's say the guy was sick from before Shabbat. So if we're going into Shabbat, the animal is not mukseh for anybody. Because the da'at was to slaughter it. So therefore, it's not mukseh. The whole reason why we said that it's asu for somebody else is because it says da'at is off it. It wasn't da'ui for him. But now it is da'ui. It was da'ui to make shahita before Shabbat because the guy was sick going into Shabbat. Huh? He didn't slaughter for Shabbat. They didn't get around to slaughter for Shabbat. But the point is that the meat was not off their mind. And the reverse case, mevashel asud. And I'll give you a case where mevashel is going to be asud for a healthy guy. Kegon shekatzat lo dala'at. That what? They went on Shabbat and they plucked the gourd from the ground. So for the sick guy, he's allowed to eat it. But for the healthy guy, no, because Yisud was made on Shabbat with the gourd itself. Very good. Now before you go further, let's read the Rashi's over here. Nice Rashi's. V'chiha, k'lomar had, or k'im nadim b'shu b'shu mukseh she, shatkera, netana, v'afikam nadim b'shu Shabbat shogeg avayinu k'hai de amara. Which means like this. So now we're learning the case like this. We've got to go back now to see what happened in this Gemara. The student came in front of Rav and he didn't say, he wasn't talking about a Mevashel case on Shabbat. He was talking about a case of Shuchet B'Shabbat. And he told Rav, Shuchet B'Shabbat, Yachin, on Shabbat itself, you can eat it. So he told him, what, you're making a comparison between Shuchet and Mevashel? Meaning you want to say that just like Rimi Meir was Matir by Mevashel B'Shabbat, you want to say it was mevatel by, it was mekel by shuchet b'shabbat. There's a big difference. Shuchet is not ra'ui. Mashiach mevashel was
Ra'ui.
Rambam says, oh, we're talking about over here where it's a case where it was Ra'ui. How is it Ra'ui? Because you had a sick guy going into Shabbat. And if you had a sick guy going on Shabbat, it really was not Mukseh. Because Da'ad was on the sick guy. But what happened? He got better on Shabbat. So that was the scenario that Rabbi Meir said his... Rabbi Meir said his... they said this dino. That's an interesting case. So Shochet b'Shabbat, kishaya lo chole betoch beto, going into Shabbat, and he did it b'Shogeg b'Shabbat, so it'll be mutar for the guy to... not only the guy, mutar to eat it. B'Shogeg mutar in such a case. No, the guy got better.
Sick before
Shabbat, guy got better on Shabbat. So there was Latsuna to do it. But only the Meshogeg. So there was no Mukse issue, because when it went to Shabbat, the guy's mind was on it. And Rabbi Meir is lenient in Shogeg situations anyway, for the guy. Also, the question then is, why did he silence him then? Why would he silence him if that's the case? Oh, because he silenced him because sometimes it's going to be Asur. Sometimes it's going to be Asur. What's the case with Shaita is going to be Asur? So he said, the case is going to be Asur. So Amar of Yitzchak bar Adar. Now that's why he silenced him. Because he holds Ashuchet Nechoneh B'Shabbat Asur Levari. Because he holds like this Shita that says what? Which is Rav. That Shuchet B'Shabbat B'Shabbat Nechoneh B'Shabbat Asur Levari. Why is Asur? Because since for this guy, it was not Ra'ui. She'd be Vashel, the healthy guy, would be able to eat it anyway. But she ain't kid, for the sick guy, I have no problem to eat it on Shabbat. Masha'enkin, the healthy guy, by Shaita, you cannot give it to somebody else. Why can't you give it to somebody else? Because of, it's not Ra'ui Lakus. So that's what it be me, that's why Rav shut the guy up. Story came in, Masha'en b'Shabbat is Mutar. Mutar lo, Harim. So what are you talking about, Shaita? What's the case? Oh, yeah, no, Harim b'toch b'to. Harim b'toch b'to, it's not going to be Mutar for others. Because bottom line was not always for him. So look at Rashi now. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'chiha, k'mar ha, de'okim na, de'mishum isur mukse, shatka rav v'tana. Afagav de b'isur shabbat shogeg, haba, hayru k'yad amara, haba shuchet t'chone, sh'nechala v'yom shabbat. I got sick on Shabbat. Asur le'echol bari, me'ota behema. Bom b'yom, afagav de'isur shabbat leka, de'pikuah nefesh t'chone, shabbat yuhilat t'mek t'sh'aita, isur mukse mi'aika. De'bena shabbat mukse habay. ולא הייתה לו ילד שם בשבת, עדיין לא היה חולה. Because the guy wasn't sick. So that was basically the case that he told him. The guy came into the yeshiva, he said, שוחד בשבת, זה מותר. No, he told him, he said מבשל, we had a problem with that. So he came and said, שוחד. שוחד בשבת, what do you mean? Why should we מותר בשבת? Maybe it's מותר for the sick guy that they saw it for. But talking about מותר for somebody else, that's why he silenced him. Okay. The Sikkum. No, before we get to the Sikkum, can we get to the Sikkum now? Yes, we can get to the Sikkum. Hilcheta, get to the Hilcheta. Amar Adimi Minhar Deha, Hilcheta. What's the bottom of Halakha in this case? Hashochet Nechoneh B'Shabbat Mutar Lebari. Be'umsa. Now we're going to reverse. You make Shechita B'Shabbat, it's me Mutar for a healthy guy. What's the logic? Let him eat it raw. My tama, if shali kezayit basar belo shechita, ki kash shechit adatad lechone kash shechit. Hamebashel lechone b'Shabbat asun bari gezera shema yerbe b'shvino. Beautiful sevara. Reverse sevara from what we said before. Look what we said now. Till now we wanted to say shochet b'Shabbat for a sick guy, healthy guy cannot eat it. Why? Because it's mukseh for him. He wasn't aui. B'Vashem b'Shabbat, so what? He could eat it anyway. Now it's the reverse. We're saying, Shechita b'Shabbat. The Shechita b'Shabbat is legal now. Because even if you only need to give the sick guy a kezayit, you have to make the whole Shechita. So for sure, you're not making the Shechita for the healthy guy. The Shechita was made for the sick guy. And it's not shaykh to say you made more of a shechita because you know other people are going to eat it. No, the shechita, whether your intention is to eat the whole animal or a kazayat of the animal, it's the same shechita. So therefore, when you make a shechita, and the shechita has to be done anyway in totality, even for the guy to eat a kazayat, so then we'll be lenient for other people to eat it. If you allow the healthy guy to eat from the bishul, what's going to happen? He might throw up another piece of meat on the fire. They're ready, it's shayak to do more. That's what's going to be asur. So it's not like what we just said. Look at the Gemara. Yadashi. Hilcheta. Hashochet. The cholim and be'odjom. You cook the first sick guy that was already. So there's no muksa issue. The guy was sick already. And be'odjom. Be'umsa lakuz. Adapta the cholim ka shachit. Ve'leka le'vegzat shemaya be'bishchita. Exactly. So the guy was sick before Shabbat, you don't have a mukseh issue. The mukseh issue is off the charts, off the table. So what's the issue over here? That we don't want you to benefit from Isud. That this guy made Shaitan Shabbat for not Isud. This guy made Shabbat. Maybe so. Since it wasn't that week, Lakus. The answer is no. There's no problem because the Shabbat had to be done anyway. My shaykh can be shu.
Okay. So he's saying the guy had to be sick going in?
That's what she says. That she says, let's just get it over there. Hashochet lechole b'shabbat lechole mebe'od yom. Why does he have to be chole mebe'od yom?
Because
otherwise there'll be mukse.
And then the Tana teacher
breaker. Hashochet lechole b'shabbat uta lebari be'umsa. Exactly. So now we brought Rav that it's asur lebari. Rav was talking about when a guy became sick on Shabbat. The kivat shebasal lo yara oil achila b'knisat Shabbat remains mukse. Rav dimi sheetir karet abasal shabbat shabbat eno cholek al Rav. Never Rav dimi tchayis b'kashir b'kivat cholek b'betum b'od yom. That's the two different cases. This case over here is going to be where he got sick from before. Ufi abasal eno mukse because his da'a was on it. So Rav Dimi ba leosir ba'ir shebeklein seh shebeimah shalab shabbat suri chole en la lochon shetereh, which you're not worried about that anymore, isu Shabbat over here. That's what he's just trying to say. Rav was talking about when a guy got sick on Shabbat. The guy got sick on Shabbat, for the sick guy it's okay, for the healthy guy it's not okay. Why? Because not Ra'ui. And that's why Rav silenced the guy. When the guy came in with the Dada, ha-shuhay b'shabbat, mutar bo b'yom. What's mutar bo b'yom? Not mutar bo b'yom. So he silenced him. Oh, and what's the case that Abdimi's talking about? Where the guy got sick before Shabbat. Guy got sick before Shabbat, now there's no mukse anymore. So what's the issue over here? Well, if the guy's going to sweat for the sick guy, maybe he'll do more for the healthy guy. Then he'll do more. He did it already. Then what's going to be mutalah? So no argument there. We're talking about a case where he got sick on Shabbat, and Abdimi's the one to say where he got sick before the Shabbat. Good? Okay, now let's go back to our Mishnah. And what was the case of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah that said you can eat the meat after Shabbat is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's talking about where he did it, Bishogeg, and Bishogeg we mutam Motzei Shabbat for everybody to eat, and that's even though it says the Mishnah Hayav Mita, doesn't mean Hayav Mita, it means it's Shayach to be Hayav Mita, and that's it. And when it comes to Shechita and Shabbat, it depends. If the guy got sick before Shabbat, then it'll be mutam not only for him, but it'll be mutam for everybody. If the guy got sick on Shabbat, for the sick guy it's be mutar, but for everybody else it's be because of mukse, because my mind was not only for him to eat it when he was going into Shabbat, then what's the problem?
In the case of shogeg,
and the only case of shogeg
on Shabbat
itself is according to the Bimir that shogeg doesn't bother him and he got better. Okay, push now. Yes, so that's a mukseh case.
Right, so it's okay for him to eat it.
Of course,
the guy has to wait the time to cook after Shabbat if he wants to eat it.
According to Bimi, you know. Shabbat Miyad. Okay, Matt 18. New story. Hashuhat bin Magal Yad. Give me the English words on this here. Magal Yad is what type of sickle? A hand sickle?
Hand sickle.
Bitsur, the rock. Ubekane, a reed?
Yes.
Okay, all these items are legitimate shaita utensils. Now she says, the Magal Yad, one side is rigid, which you can't use that side, and the other side is smooth. So therefore, the Magal Yad, you slow it on the smooth side, it's okay. Rock, I guess you sharpen the rock, and the reed, you sharpen the reed. Hakol Shohatim. This is like a riddle. Everybody could slaughter. Ulaulam Shohatim. And always they could slaughter. Uba Kol Shohatim, they could slaughter with everything. We have to wait for the Gemara to explain this riddle. Chutz except Mimagal Katsir. You cannot use right a harvesting sickle. Bottom line, you know why you can't use it? Because it has ridges. V'hamigirah, migirah is like a saw. Also because of the ridges. V'ashinayim, nor can you use the teeth of an animal. V'atziporin, nor can you use the nail of the animal. The nails, fingernails. V'pneshin honkim, because bottom line, since they have ridges, instead of making a she'ita of cutting, it pulls it out. It rips it out. It chokes the animal. That's she. Just get the words over here. Magal katsir, you said it's a harvesting sickle? Shekotzlim ba'tevua, good, they cut the tevua with it. Shepigimotel notot kulan letzadaha b'shipua. Yeah, all the, its ridges are slanted down. Migira sakin, it's a knife, my lip pigimot, again, a lot of ridges. Ve'emishupat kashem magal katsir, it's straight. Okay, fine. Next one, shinayim, hatachumim b'lehishem b'emawa. You slaughtered it with the teeth that are connected to the jaw of the animal, that tziporin, or the nail that was still attached to the animal. Shinahonkin. They cut. They rip instead of slaughtering.
Okay.
Gemara. Hashuchet. Now, Amishnah in the beginning said, if you use a rock, or you use a hand sickle, or a reed, it's okay. That's Masra b'di'avad. Hashuchet. You did it. Hashuchet. Di'avad in. Lekat tachila. Lo. So, pishlama b'magal yad. I understand why magal yad is b'di'avad. Because you might come to use the other side. I told you about the Magal Yad, one side is rigid and one side is smooth. So I understand why it's only with the Avad. They don't want to use that one, because you might come to use the wrong side. Why can't you use a rock? Why can't you use a reed? What do you mean? We have another bright that clearly says you can use anything. Whether it's a rock, whether it's a glass, ben bikrumit, what is krumit? Krumit shel kaneh, a reed. So then we have a sida. Amishnah's mashma that a rock is only b'di'avah. But the brayta says you can even do is a rock like a trayla, like a shia. Kan b'talush, kan b'mehubar. When the rock is detached from the ground, you can use it like a trayla. But when the rock is still attached to the ground, it's asur. The big rock attached to the ground, you brought the neck of the animal to the rock, and you slaughtered it. Oh, that's going to be asur. When it's attached, it's asur. I mean, it's asur like a trayla, it's only mutab di'abad. But when it's detached, it's mutab like a trayla. Comes to what it says. The Amar of Kana, Shochet b'mechubar lekarka, Rabbi posel. Oh, Rabbi says it's pasul when it's attached to the ground. Then Avchaya makshir, and Avchaya says it's kasher. Ad kano kam makshir b'chaya ela b'di'avad. And even the b'chaya that was matir was only b'di'avad. Aval lechet t'chayla, no. So therefore that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah that said b'di'avad is all when a rock was attached to the ground. And it's going according to an opinion that says when something is attached, it's only mutab b'di'avad. So what do you want to say? The Mishnah is talking about b'chayah, it's b'di'avad. Elahad etanya. B'kol shochatim. We have another brayter that says you can slaughter with anything. Ben betalush, ben b'mehubar. Oh, whether it's attached or detached. Ben chasakin lema'ala. Whether the knife is on top, is samar be'emal lemata, and the animal's neck is below, ben chasakin lemata, when the knife is below, it's samar be'emal lemata. Who's that opinion? We have no opinion like that, because the only opinions we have is either b'di'avad or no good at all. Gemara says, Mani, lo rabbi v'l rabbi haya. I rabbi haya di'avad in l'chata'ila lo. I rabbi di'avid di'avad amelo. Which means, this b'di'avad is not going to fit according to any of the opinions that you're telling me. Because my opinions are the following. When it's something's attached to the ground, either it's going to be b'di'avad okay or pasul. Where this rabbi is saying, it's even mutar l'chata'ila. Because le'olam rabbi haya. Oh, we're changing the opinions. Really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Chaya holds, even the Chetahila, something that's attached to the ground, is okay, and therefore the Brayta is going to be Chaya. B'diavad. So then why in the bright over there did you argue B'diavad? If you hold it, why did you say Kishira? It's to show you that Nabi's Mahmid even B'diavad. The reason why he gave me the case of B'diavad over there, really Nabi Ayaz Matilik Ataila. The reason why I chose the scenario of a B'diavad is to show me how strict the Nabi is. That the Nabi is going to say, if it's attached to us, even Asur B'diavad. Because our Mishnah said if you slaughter with a rock, it's only b'di'avad. It's not going like anybody. Lo rabbi, even lo rabbi nihaya. I rabbi haya, if you look at tahila. I rabbi di'avad amelo. Now that you're telling me that the mahlokan is from end to end, that rabbi haya is the tahila and attached, and rabbi says even b'di'avad is a surah attached, what's our Mishnah going like? Our Mishnah says it's only b'di'avad. Me'olam rabbi haya, if you look at tahila. Which means, really, I'm going to tell you that our Mishnah is not going like Nabi Chaya. Our Mishnah is going like Nabi. It's going like Nabi. According to Nabi, we said if it's attached, it's going to be Asur, Afidu B'di'avad. Our Mishnah is saying if it's attached, it's going to be Mutar B'di'avad. So he says, Kasha to Nabi and Nabi. They have a steed on Nabi. La Kasha, Kami Mechobar Me'ikaro. Gam b'talush or b'suf chibrot. Exactly. When is it asur b'di'avad? If it was attached and never detached. Our Mishnah is talking about where it was detached and then they reattached it to the ground. If it was attached to the ground from the beginning, Rabbi is going to say asur b'di'avad. Our Mishnah that said kasher b'di'avad is also Rabbi. Because it's talking about the rock was detached from the ground and they put it back in the ground. Now where do you see this difference? Where do you see this chiluk, whether it was attached from the beginning or it was detached and then reattached? Etanya, hashochet b'mukhni, maze mukhni, have a machine, galgal, a wheel, v'shkibu sakin. Wow, you put the knife on the wheel and you turn the wheel. And the wheel causes the knife, it's like a mechanism that you created. And you turn the wheel and it causes the knife to move. So as shuhad be mukhni shritato keshera. Bemechobar le karka shritato keshera. Also, if it's attached to the ground, it's okay. Na'ad sakin bakote. Let's say you put a knife in the wall. You've thrust it into the wall exactly. Vishahad ba shritato keshera. Hayat sur yotse min hakote. Let's say you have a rock coming out of the wall. O kaneh. Or reed just coming out of the wall. V'shahad bo shchinato pesula. Oh, that says pesula. So now, make up your mind. The Gemara says, Kashan ahadadi. The braita is soter itself. Because in the beginning, what did it say? You have what was the beginning case? B'mechobar lekarka shchinato keshera. Clearly. B'mechobar lekarka shchinato keshera. Then you tell me you have a rock. You tell me it's pesula. Make up your mind. You just told me in the beginning of the braita, if it's attached to the ground, then you give me a case of the rock, and you tell me what? No good. Soon you'll send me a court. You have a rock coming out of the wall. Why? You just told me, and you know what the difference is going to be? I'm not going to say the difference is in Shani b'mechobar mikaro letalush u'besuf chabrosh ma'amina. The difference is going to be if it was attached in the beginning or not. That what you said, Mechubar, is okay with the Avad, meaning it was detached and you put it back in. A sheikh in the Sefer where he said the rock is no good, it was attached from the beginning. So you see that there is a chiluk in those cases. So therefore, the Bee is going to say, Bidi Avad, when it was always attached, it's going to be Asur. And when it's Bidi Avad, it's going to be Kasher, when it was detached and you put it back in. Whereas the Bee Haya is going to say, even if it's attached, it's Mutar. That's the machloket. Good. What's the reason for that, by the way? What's the reason why if it's attached in the ground, mi'ikara? Good. So why does the bee say it's a asur b'di'avad? No. That's not Shabbat. This is what shaitan. Why if it's attached in the ground from the beginning, is the bee going to say asur? Do you have a logic for this? I didn't see a logic for this. What's the reason? Why should it be osir? So you're taking bottom, I guess the only way you can make the shochet is you have to take the animal and you have to, you know, bring it to the rock. So what? Why should it make a difference if it was detached and you put it back in? I don't see But I don't see the reason why it should be a different. I can understand all these other cases when you have the thing in the wall. It's a different type of shechita. You have to bring the animal towards it and all that. Okay, b'di'avad. But you're telling me when it was in the ground, the chetachila, you never did. Asu b'di'avad. But if you took it out of the ground and you stuck it back in, it's the same movement. So what do I care if it was? Unless you have to say, yes, unless you have to say the Biuda holds, it's got to be like a knife. Just like a knife is a movable item, Shaita is only kashin on movable items. Then once you detach it, it's considered movable. Even though you reattach, it's a big deal. It has to be like a sakin. That's the paradigm example. Therefore, once it's a sakin, it's fine. Therefore, it has to be detached. Okay? We'll stop over here.